WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are
just... And it is awesome!
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire!
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a free sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And also... did you know that right now on Twitch, there is a 35% off discount on gift subs? So, you know, if you want to be really extra nice and gift subs to the channel, that is always definitely appreciated. You get 35% off for the next 1 day and 4 hours. So, you know, just think about it. You know, if you want to give subs. If not, that's fine too. No pressure, but just letting everybody know. And this applies to all Twitch channels. So if you don't want to give it here, you can give it elsewhere. But we'd prefer you give it here. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin. Maybe.
It's I'm here. It's at Wild Talker. It's at Rack Radio Show at Lindsay Ward. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLF to interact with us live tonight. It's a heat wave here in the States. Everyone's melting. Everyone's dying. But at least we're not on top of the Empire State Building proposing like idiots.
I heard that was a publicity stunt by Netflix.
I heard they're in custody.
I heard that too. Like, I would hope they would be, because that is very illegal. Y'all, do not climb buildings like that. It's dangerous.
Throw the book at them. They deserve to be in jail for stupidity. That's just my opinion. Yeah. But here we are.
I mean, at least I will give credit where credit is due. It's something different.
It's, you know, they don't deserve any credit. It's stupidity.
It's total stupidity, but in terms of the news, at least, look, okay, listen, I've been following the Love and Deep Space fallout all fucking week. So that was a nice little 10-minute break for me the other day, because, oh God, that whole mess. But yeah, no, throw the book at them. It's highly illegal. Please do not climb buildings that you're not supposed to. So, you know, don't do the thing. Anyway, let's talk about wrestling news rather than real life news, because, yeah, that seems like a good reason to be here, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're jumping to the news part to our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. And, well, starting off with WWE, AAA and NXT will run back-to-back shows on August 30th. The NXT show will be NXT Heatwave, appropriately named, and tickets will be on sale July 8th.
Do you know what's happening on August 30th?
No.
We go all in.
Oh, God damn it. Did they forget to coordinate again?
No, this is intentional coordination to run right up against All In. Same time, same channel, same bat channel. Because these shows are afternoon shows. Just like All In. Because All In's in the UK and London, so it would be like a 2 p.m. show. The NXT show is like at 3, and the AAA show is at noon or something, East Coast time.
Oh, okay.
So they're going All In against AEW.
Woot, woot, let go.
And they're going to be, these shows are in, I believe, Texas, so woot, woot.
Makes sense that it would be in Texas. Speaking of AEW, Big Bill has finished up with AEW. No word yet on where he's going.
Oh, there is word.
Oh, there is word. Well, you have to spill the tea, sir.
Do I?
I mean, you don't have to. You can save it for WTR if you want to.
How you doing?
He's not coming back.
SAWFT?
Really? Really? Yeah. That's interesting.
That's your news.
Not confirmed, but might be confirmed. Anyway, AEW Redemption will have an earlier start time. Tony Khan announced it rather magnanimously on Twitter that the pay-per-view will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern rather than 8, and that the buy-in is set for 6 p.m. Eastern. It's still ending at the same time, which is like past midnight, but it at least it's going a whole hour early. Actually, I don't know if it's going to go past midnight because they may not want to pay overrun fees. But we'll see if that happens. Moving on to other news, namely TNA. Uha Nation, a.k.a. Apollo Crews, has joined TNA, so congratulations to him. Conan and Amazing Red are set to be inducted into the TNA Hall of Fame. Well-deserved, and congratulations to them. Mike Santana is done with TNA. I don't think there's any word on where he's going. And after 9 years, Destination X will return to TNA on Sunday, November 15th. I do hope they bring back Ultimate X. That would be fun, you know, because Ultimate X. Although I don't know what they would fight over. Well, I guess they could fight over a title. But, you know, Ultimate X would be fun.
Who's bringing who what now? I had to step away for a second.
I moved on to TNA.
I know you did. You said Ultimate X, which just happened on Slammiversary. Who were you saying should be fighting in Ultimate X? A Destination X?
Yeah, Destination X. I have an Ultimate X at Destination X.
Well, they just had one on Sunday at Slammiversary, so they could probably do it again.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with them doing it again.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on Tony Khan's announcement, by the way, of them starting a whole hour early?
I think you covered it by them still probably going to go to midnight.
Okay. Just want to be sure, because I kind of speedrun that. So you did
speedrun that one. No, it's... He's trying... People complained because it went past 12 last night, or on Sunday night.
I mean, that's fair.
Which no show should go past midnight. That shouldn't be a thing. Especially on a Sunday. Saturday, you can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, non-holiday, yeah. East Coasters... No. So, I guess he got peer pressured into it? I don't know. We'll see if it lasts. Because this is the last one they have to worry about until September. Because All In is in overseas. So, locally there, they can go whenever they want. Because here in the States, it doesn't matter.
Any thoughts on Mike Santana or Conan and Amazing Red? Or Apollo Crews?
Mike Santana is an NXT WWE bound. Apollo Crews came in and is feuding with Mustafa Ali and Rich Swann, which I saw Rich Swann for the first time in a while. Did not look like Rich Swann. No hair, No, I don't think he had facial hair. He was, different.
Interesting.
It's cool seeing Amazing Red and Conan. We'll see what kind of shape he's in to see if he can make it to the Hall of Fame. Yeah. And finally,
in a rather odd announcement, because I don't think anybody was really expecting it. I wasn't expecting it. Eric Young has been released from TNA.
He asked for it. He will control where he goes next. Will he be back with WWE? Maybe. Will he work the indies? Probably. But yeah, he's the guy who fills every spot you could ever ask for on a roster. He can work a main event. Oh, yeah. He can work an opener. He can work the pre-show for Slammiversary against and put over the young guy. So he could do it all. He switched characters. He can be serious. He can be comical. He can be hardcore. He could be a technical softcore. Classic. No. I mean, you never know. But
he is him versatile.
Him and ODB, you know. Anyway, who's also going to the Hall of Fame, which we talked about a few weeks ago. Yeah, it's a shame he's going, but you kind of see the changing of the guard in TNA right now. So here we are.
I would be curious to see where he goes, because he's kind of been there and done a lot. I think the only promotion he really hasn't conquered is WWE. And he did not have a great experience with WWE. Granted, there were circumstances involved in that, and there was a very good reason why he walked away, which we now know. So I would be curious to see him come back and what they do with him.
He's a Triple H guy. Now that Triple H is in charge again, it would make sense because he came back for Hunter, and then Vince showed up. And he left.
Which none of us wanted.
No one wanted it. But he showed up. He came back. So he shows back up. He's a Triple H guy. Honestly, him working as a producer for WWE wouldn't be the worst idea. Because basically, TNA are the producers of WWE. When you really think about it.
You do. Buddies are there. They can get him back in.
You got Abyss. You got Bobby Roode.
Petey.
They all run the show over there. JB.
Bobby Roode is retired, right?
Yes.
And he's retired for medical reasons, yes?
His neck, yes.
Damn. Actually, no.
He could work if he probably wanted to.
What about Petey? Did Petey retire for medical reasons? Or is he just retired?
I think he just retired. I think they just retired at this point.
No, the only reason I'm asking is I think you know where I'm going with this.
Team Canada.
We could get Team Canada in WWE. We could totally do it. But it's like, if Petey can go, and we know Eric could go, you could technically have Bobby manage and do, like, light work if he needs to, but you have, like, Bobby manage him.
I mean, who is it?
Who is it? Who is with Chelsea? If you need a fourth. Ethan? Was it Ethan?
Oh, Ethan Page, yeah.
You could technically have the fourth in Ethan Page.
I mean, Chelsea is the fifth.
Chelsea could be the fifth.
You could run it.
You could do it. And you know what? It gives you a faction to go against Judgment Day and anybody else, for that matter. Not going to lie, I wouldn't mind a Team Canada reunion just to see them have one more run and do one more run in WWE. Even though the Canadian Destroyer is the single most overused like move in wrestling, aside from the super kick, and it's not even a worthy finisher anymore.
No. No, it's not.
But I feel like if it comes from Petey Williams, it will bring that back. Because I feel like part of the aura of the Canadian Destroyer is Petey Williams.
Yes.
Like anybody else hits that move, it isn't Canadian enough. Petey hits that shit, you're done. That's all I'm saying. We could do it from our mouths to WWE's ears, because sometimes it's happened. So if you hear this, WWE... I'm just saying, Team Canada. I still have a jersey for them in my closet. One of the original run TNA jerseys in my closet. I found it the other day.
Nice.
I'm sure it's not worth anything, but I was like, oh, I still have this. Cool. So, yeah. There you go. So, that's our news.
That is, in fact, our news.
So, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking all about Night of Champions. We'll be reviewing the show and letting you know what we thought of it. So, you're listening to The Rack right here on MallTalkRadio.com. And we will be right back.
following us on twitch.tv/WTRLive? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. I mean Prime Gaming. Or maybe it's just Prime. It's the easiest way to support us for free.
This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw post show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheet. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use supported creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad because we are a hashtag Epic partner.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to The Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Talked by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, not a Prime Gaming sub, just a gaming sub, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button at the bottom of the screen. You can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And there is also a 35% discount on gift subs. So if you want to gift subs on Twitch, you can do that for the next day or so at a cheaper rate. And with that, we are going to be talking all about Night of Champions, which was this past weekend, live from Saudi Arabia.
It was an enjoyable show.
Yeah, it was really enjoyable.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching it. We had 6 matches. Apparently ESPN asked for more matches, so they got more matches.
I mean, good on them.
Because they wanted more on the paid half, because, you know, they were given 2 on the front half for technically free, even though cable is more expensive than Even if you have the cable network, you're still paying for unlimited. Whatever. Because if you have ESPN through your cable provider, it's free on unlimited, but you just have to go to the unlimited. You know, with unlimited, on Saturday, if you are a fan of the hot dog eating contest and Joey Chestnut, they have a Joey Chestnut cam on the ESPN unlimited feed, just to him. I think that's a great, because I like the hot dog eating contest. Anyway, it's a spectacle. Everyone should watch it. But yeah, anyway, this pay-per-view, it was the PLE. It was good. It was enjoyable. 6 good matches. I didn't find anything really to complain about. I know the internet did. I didn't. What about you?
I really enjoyed the pacing of this. It moved. There wasn't a lot of drag on it, which was good. I think the overall results were the right choices. And we're going to talk a little bit more about it. I think I don't really have a lot to complain about, really. If anything, I think there's only one really big thing, and I talked about it kind of on Monday, so I don't need to really hit it here. But in terms of a show, it was entertaining. It was fun. It was light. It moved. Like, it did everything it was supposed to. And in terms of the finale, it was a clip-worthy moment. It was a wonderful, heartwarming moment. And you know what? Let's just start with that. To talk about it, Sami Zayn is your brand new champion on SmackDown.
Yeah.
You know, however many years, 10 years or something like that in the making for Sami to finally climb that echelon. And we've watched him almost get there and almost do it, only to be disappointed, almost to pull up short. There was the very infamous one in his hometown where we all really wanted him to win. And we understood why they couldn't do it, but they should have done it. Situations, and they kept taking him back and kept taking him back, and he kept losing. And it's kind of like, how many more times are we going to do this, guys? And we talked about it when we previewed this show, which is, how many more times are we going to do this before we can't go with Sami on that journey anymore? And at least for me, it was a close call, because it's like, you want him to win, you want nice things for him, but at the same time, you just, there's a point where it's like, I just can't be disappointed anymore. I just don't care. And you never want to say that about a wrestler or wrestling, but there, you do reach that. They hit that well one too many times. You just kind of get apathetic to it. So I'm happy that for Sami that he won. I thought the match was really well done. It was fantastic. Sami is over as fuck in Saudi Arabia.
He is. Everyone seemed happy for him. The boys and girls in the locker room seemed very happy for him, because they put out the video today of Kevin and Becky's reaction on Monday. I guess they were at TV. And
yeah,
Kevin showed up at TV to surprise him. You saw all the messages on Twitter for him, putting him over and happy for him. Gonna break news now. It's not gonna last very long.
But it doesn't need to.
The clock is ticking. When you hear the dum-dum on Monday, it may be over.
Is that a spoiler?
It's not a spoiler. Nothing's happened. But he's defending Monday on Netflix. The spoiler is who his opponent will be. That you find out tomorrow. But by the end of Netflix on Monday, we will probably have a new champion. People will be mad when there's a new champion again, and it's not Sami. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they decide, let's put Sami in the main event of SummerSlam. And they're still good. I wouldn't mind whatever they possibly do. It ends up in a three-way.
Is it Gunther and Cody again, or is it Cody again that he's defending against?
It is Cody versus Jey Uso on SmackDown. You kind of can figure out who wins and where we're going on Monday.
I have to say that I think my only thing with it is, and if he loses, that's fine, because I don't control it, but I just give Cody a fucking break. Lay off of him for like a month, 2 months. Just give us a break of him. At least being champion. Like, it's a compliment to him, really, because he's hitting those John Cena levels of just annoyance in terms of people, of him being champion. And I think people are just a little tired of it. They're tired of him. It's not interesting. It's not exciting. And in terms of the well for people to go against Cody, it's sort of run dry. He's run through everybody on SmackDown. He's run through practically everybody on Raw already. You've already told all those stories, and what you haven't found for him is that one great opponent like what he had in Roman. You haven't found that second person for him to tell that story with. and do everything he did to sort of reach that echelon. And I don't want to say they should hold him out until they find it, because they may never find it, and that's a detriment to him. But at least to me, it's like, just lay off of it. For just like, take Sammy to the main event of SummerSlam. And you can do a three-way. That's fine. Do another three-way with Cody, not Gunther. Somebody else. I don't know who. But you find somebody.
A saint of a second city. Someone who may be Chicago made. I don't know. Missouri.
You could do that.
Chicago on Monday. So you know who will probably be there to confront whoever wins the WWE Championship match on Monday.
Honestly, while Cody and Punk would be really good, I think I said this last week, I would rather see that go to Mania, and I would rather have that feud for Mania. I'm down for Punk versus Sammy, because I think it would be interesting. It's different. And I don't know, at least on this run with Punk, if we've gotten him and Sammy.
We have. They fought.
But very lightly.
It was a Raw. I would want to say it was a Raw. Could have been a SmackDown, but I know what happened.
But it was a match. It wasn't a feud.
It was a match. Unfortunately, as long as he gets to that direction, he gets out, they're still going to keep going back to him, even though he doesn't need the title to headline the show. These are very factual statements. Yep. We said that when he didn't win the title in 39, and then we got to give him the title at 40, and it made more sense for him to be champion. Here's the Cody conundrum. He is the top guy. He is QB1. When he lost the title to John Cena to become the Never Seen 17, Cody took a break and got put right back in to the title picture when he came back. There was never a chase. He never had to struggle like he was struggling when he lost to Roman at 39 and had to fight his way back for 40. We've not seen the Cody struggle since. And every good babyface defines their legacy on the struggle. Daniel Bryan is a clear example. He fought and overcame, and he became one of the biggest babyfaces. Steve Austin became anti-authority, had to overcome the authority to be champion multiple times. He was screwed out of it and had to get to that point where he ultimately won it and lose it because there was the heel authority stopping him. The problem for Cody is when he has dropped the title, he hasn't really had to overcome everything. Like, you had the story where he had to overcome something. He tried to win. He lost the title to Drew. He had to enter the Royal Rumble. He didn't win the Royal Rumble. He had to enter the Chamber. He didn't win the Chamber, but immediately got a title shot because the authority figure got involved and forced him into the title match. If Cody had lost the Chamber, lost the Rumble, and never got his title back, the hunger for Cody to be champion would be there going into SummerSlam. But because he didn't have to, he was granted a title match because Drew got into it with Aldis and forced his hand to make the match because Aldis wanted to screw Drew. Cody ended up with the title, and Cody ended up fighting at WrestleMania. If Cody never got put in WrestleMania, he would be like, they would be there. It's like, okay, now it's SummerSlam. He should be fighting and overcoming odds to get his title back. But he's never had to overcome the odds to get the title. He's always been just Cody wins. And I think this is the flip-flopping with the titles. Kind of reminded me of how exactly they would do with Cena, how he got all his title wins. But with Cena, he was over. The authority figures were throwing things at him. There were roadblocks in Cena's way to get the title back. No, every time. There were roadblocks in his way of, you know, before he would get his shot. They were trying to stop him, and Super Cena overcame. Here, it's like there's no obstacle go because the authority figures in WWE right now are straight down the middle. We booked the match, not really trying to screw anybody. And when the authority figure is neutral, they argue with the heel, they kind of back up the babyface, but they also don't give the babyface everything they want. They don't give the heel what they want, they just book the matches. Which is good, but at the same time, for heels, they kind of, at times, for good storytelling, need someone to back them up, to support them. And right now, the heels in WWE don't get support.
Mm-mm. Unless it's Judgment Day, and then it's internal support.
But they're not supported by... But they're just a mid. But that's all mid card stuff. It's not like they're support. I mean, like authority.
They don't have the authority support.
Right. They're not given the leverage to screw over the babyface, and then the babyface has to react. Like they did stuff with Gunther, where his foot was underneath the rope, and now you know the babyface is like, all right, you get another title match. Okay, cool. There was no waffling about it. It was, okay, here. And then we set up a special referee because the heel needed an advantage. And it ended up being Sammy, and Sammy ended up getting the title anyhow. Again, flip-flopping, the flip-flopping of the title isn't the problem in this situation. It's, Cody can win the belt 17 times, that's fine. But it needs to be exciting how he gets it.
Yeah,
The magic isn't there because he's too clean cut, and everyone loves Cody. The company loves Cody, and the company will continue to put Cody in position to succeed. And every time they try to throw an opposition to it, whether it's Dwayne, people got up in arms when Dwayne got involved and kind of was pushing back at him. And then Dwayne got involved the second time. He wanted his soul, and it ended up being the Cena stuff. And then this year was the Pat stuff. So every time they try to throw something in there, it doesn't work. And I don't know how you fix it.
You fix it by finding somebody to go up against him. The problem is, I don't know if they have that currently in WWE, where they have an authority figure that was on the level of the Bloodline to sort of give Cody those headaches. Because you have Adam Pearce, and no offense to Adam Pearce, he's doing a wonderful job, but he's a babyface sort of authority figure. What made the Cody stuff so good was you didn't have authority figures at that point, but you basically had Roman running everything. And that was who Cody butted heads against. You know, you mentioned Austin. Austin butted heads with Vince. And Vince was the ultimate authority figure. And I would have hoped that, at least for Dwayne, that he would have become that for Cody, but that's not what happened. Hunter, I don't think, is willing to take on that role, though I'm sure if he had to, he would. No. But there isn't anything to necessitate that right now, because Cody's cooking with gas. They don't necessarily need to challenge him, because he is still getting the reactions to LeMann's point. The problem is that it's not interesting from a storytelling perspective, and so he's not as exciting perhaps, or as intriguing as what he once was. Like you said, the beauty of the whole first win was he had to go through those hard times, and we talked about that. After he lost, he has to suffer through those hard times. He has to make that climb. He has to earn it. The first one's not going to be easy for him. He's got to earn it. And he did. And then after that, everything's kind of sort of been easy for him, where they've just handed him shot after shot after shot after shot. And that's sort of what's been going on in WWE in general. It's just not with Cody. Which is why the Sammy stuff is really intriguing, because it's like, you're in the summer, you're coming into SummerSlam, but realistically you could do Sammy versus Punk. It would be a good secondary main event, because let's all be completely fucking real. Brock and Oba is going to be a big fucking deal on this show, because it's Hell in a Cell. I don't know if it's going to be main, but it's going to be a big deal on this show. And then you're having Rollins and Roman potentially go after each other as well on SummerSlam. So to that point, it's like, if Brock and Oba are sort of your marquee, where they're bringing a bunch of people in to the show, you could potentially do something like Punk versus Sammy to balance Seth versus Roman, because Seth versus Roman, we've seen it. It's not anything new or fresh or exciting beyond this might be the last time they ever face each other, right? that's what they're going with, is this could be the last time they ever go against each other. But in terms of the feud and the history and the story, we know it all. Most of us do. A lot of us were there. We saw it. We've watched it all go down in the 14 years, which is insane, that this has been going on, or however long it's been, right? Like, at least with Punk and Sammy, it's something fresh and something different. And that's not to say that Cody and Punk isn't fresh and different, because Cody and Punk really haven't gone either. And you do have history you can draw off of there. But honestly, I would rather see that get a bigger build, because if anybody can challenge Cody, anybody can throw roadblocks in Cody's way and stop him, it's CM Punk. And honestly, truthfully, Sammy beat Cody Rhodes and Gunther in a three-way match. He has also beaten Cody Rhodes and Gunther in singles. I think, well, again, I won't be angry if they end his title reign really soon. I think he deserves even a little bit of a run. I think you can take him to SummerSlam and it'll be fine. And you go and he could drop it to Punk at SummerSlam and then Punk carries it forward. You could also just have Sammy run with it for a little while, because honestly, it's the summer. And you don't have to start pushing things like Survivor Series and Royal Rumble and WrestleMania to much later on. So you could give Sammy like a couple months as champion, let him do his thing, let him run his course, and then you have Punk kind of come in and be like, all right, I'm going to take this shit from you. I'm going to run with it. And then you kick off Cody and Punk, and you do Cody and Punk, and you start running that, and you start having Punk throw up roadblocks. Because here's the thing with Cody and Punk, and I pray to God they do it, because they didn't do it right the right time in Punk's last feud. Make Punk the heel. Make Punk the bad guy in this. Make him an asshole. He's really good at it. Just have him be that to Cody, because he's got to balance good boy, squeaky clean, clean cut Cody Rhodes. He has to. And the only way that for that to work is if CM Punk is the biggest asshole ever, which again, we know he can achieve. We've seen him do it. But yeah, I'm thrilled Sammy won. He can finally call himself a world champion in WWE on the main roster. He did achieve it in NXT, but this has been a long time coming for him. But I would love to see Sammy get a little bit of a run. But if it's over, it's over.
We'll see.
That went on a tangent.
It did. What else we got on the show?
Well, let's talk about it since we brought him up. Obafemi opened the show where he fought Jey Uso in the finale of the King of the Ring tournament. There was no beast sighting. There was no interference. This was 100% clean, which I appreciate. And they made the right call. No offense to Jey Uso, because your brand new King of the Ring is Obafemi.
Speed versus power always works.
Yep. I really like the combo. I wouldn't mind seeing that again.
I wouldn't either. And the answer to the man's problem is Punk can be as heelish as it can be, but you don't need to be booed to be antagonize. I think heel is the wrong phrase. He needs to antagonize Cody. He doesn't need to get booed by the crowd. Anyway, back to Oba and Jay. Yeah, it worked. I thought Jay was the right foil. He got some stuff in. Oba had a sell. Match worked. It didn't go longer than it needed to.
Mm-mm. It was actually, I think, one of the shortest matches on the card.
Probably. But yeah, it worked.
Yeah, so, and I like, it's a good recovery for Oba. This has done wonderful things for him since the loss from Brock a month ago, so yay. And then coming out of Monday Night Raw, which we kind of talked about, Oba gives up his shot at the World Championship, at least for right now, to challenge Brock in Hell in a Cell at SummerSlam. There is no career on the line. There are no other stakes or stipulations right now. It may come, it may not come. Personally, I really kind of hope they don't make it a, you know, like career style thing where it's like, well, you have to put your career up. If you lose, you leave WWE. Like, I just kind of, we've talked about it a lot, but it's like, I do want Brock just to leave. Like, that's just it. He's done. He's out. No more. But then again, he may have been paid a lot more money and he may be going to WrestleMania. We have no idea.
We have no idea. And also, Hell in a Cell should main event night one.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Which, again, to the point, if you do Sammy versus Punk, that's fine. That can be a sub-main.
You open with Cody and Punk night one. So I'm ignoring Sammy. Sammy's going to lose. But Cody, Punk opens night one. Roman and Seth can main event night two. It would be a good balance. Or have Cody and Punk, if that's the direction at SummerSlam, open night two.
Yeah. So in your women's Queen of the Ring, You had Io Sky challenge Liv Morgan for the crown. We had a bit of shenanigans before the match. Danhausen appeared and he was talking to the crowd and doing Danhausen things. And well, Liv Morgan hit her song, came out and was a bit abrasive to Danhausen, insulted him, slapped him around a little bit. And Danhausen was like, no, we're not going to do that. And he hit the famous, you are cursed. And as you said on Sunday, the second he hit that, it's like, well, she's losing.
We all knew she was losing at that point. I like what she said something and he's about to cause a little trouble. But yeah, Danhausen's stuff was good. And yeah, she lost because she got cursed. Match was good, though.
Liv, you were not the OG of trouble. Somebody else had trouble first. His name is EC3. Thank you. But no, the match between Io and Liv was good. Io is just adorable. I love her. And like the win was awesome. Her celebration was great. The crowd was into it. I think it was absolutely the right call to have her win. And as we saw on Monday, she just challenged Liv for the title. So here we go. No Rhea involved.
No Rhea.
So there you go. Up next, we had in a cage match, Rollins versus Braun Breaker. And they did Brent's favorite thing, Rock. Both of them.
What's that?
They dug for weapons and drug them into the ring.
That they did. I thought this was a strong cage match. I thought the violence was pretty good. I like the double stomp, the big stomp from the super stomp, they called it, I think, from the middle rope on Braun Breaker. That was a great finish. Rollins won. We had blood. Rollins won because he's going for the title. That's why we spent a lot of time last week talking about it. It's like the winner would, if they didn't do Oba, it would make sense. Whoever won this would go for Roman. And that's why Rollins was the better idea to win this one, because he was going to go for Roman. I think the vision's coming to an end. We saw Monday. Talk about the vision coming to an end. I think, I don't know, I have a feeling Braun Breaker doesn't show up Monday and Austin Theory is left alone. That's just the theory I have. Could be wrong. And he may have to find a different partner to defend the titles with, because I think Heyman's about to leave Austin Theory behind.
If Brock's back, yeah.
Brock's back, and he's probably just going to keep Braun Breaker and go from there. But yeah, it was a good match. Really good cage match.
I enjoyed this. I will completely 100% agree that the violence was completely acceptable. Again, it's speed versus power, which is a very, very good mix. And I don't have any complaints about it. I thought it was very enjoyable. I was pleasantly surprised, I think, that Braun lost. Like, I wasn't shocked, but it was at the same time, it's like, oh, okay, they did that. All right, cool. I'm down with that.
Makes sense based on where they went.
Makes sense on where they went, that you're going to have Roman versus Seth. No complaints on that at all. So, yeah, like, let's do it. Up next, we have Trick Williams with Little Yachty taking on Ricky Saints.
I'm going to say this. Little Yachty is the best celebrity involvement they've had in a while.
I mean, if he just wants to stick around as like a manager, I'm kind of down with that.
Which he has. That's what he's been doing for months now. He's doing really good. He can get physically involved a tiny bit, but he's not like overshadowing everything. I know he did the elbow to Ricky Saints, but beyond that, he's kind of just being a good manager. He's kind of a good trick and talk, but Little Yachty kind of backs him up a little bit on the mic. They work well off each other. I thought Ricky looked good in this match. Ricky shined. Ricky did the veteran part of, he put over the young guy. Even though Ricky's still the young guy in WWE in terms of his time there, he's a veteran. Been around the game a long time. He's paid his dues and he knows he has to make people. And he helped make Trick Williams on that night. I thought the match was good.
Yeah, the match was great. Very excellent. And I'm happy that they got on this card, honestly, truthfully.
Yeah, they deserved the spot.
It was a nice little break for him.
Yeah, the goal this year is to make Trick Williams into something, and they're on the road to doing that.
Let's go. All right. Up next, we have Tiffany Stratton taking on Jade Cargill for the Women's United States Championship. There were massive amounts of shenanigans in this one, where we had the baddies show up. We had Chelsea Green show up. In the end, Tiffany did retain against Jade. The match was all right. I think they did just as well as they did the first time. It wasn't anything I feel like that was super, like, blow away, if that makes sense.
No, it wasn't anything super blow away. It wasn't bad. It was a good, solid match. Charlotte got involved at the end, like we talked about last week, was going to happen. Jade is, you can tell Jade's kind of feeling comfortable in the ring. She's a little bit more smoother in what she's doing. I think she's found her confidence, and working more has helped. Because there were periods where they weren't working as much and she wasn't wrestling as much. She's working a lot more lately. They've run in house shows, so she's getting more reps in.
Let the good times roll.
Jabriza Babe just subscribed for 54 months. Why did Adele cross the road? To sing Hello from the Other Side.
Thanks, Jersey, for 54 months. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
But yeah, the match was what it was. It wasn't anything to blow your socks off, but it was never planned to be. It's Jade and Tiffany. We've seen it many times. It works. It's a solid match.
It was, I think it was more to just progress a storyline. Than it was anything else. Like, it's just a filler match, so that it did its purpose very, very well to advance the storyline. We had Chelsea sort of eyeing up the title, so, you know, she could betray Tiffany at any point to try to take the title. We also have, you know, Charlotte rolling up and screwing over Jade, so that continues that story and that feud. So overall, I can't complain too much about what this did. Like, the match was fine, it was good, but what happened, what really was important was the shenanigans and what happened after the match and who showed up.
Yeah. It's set up the feuds that are going on. And yeah. That's pretty much it. Yeah. And we know what happened, Jersey, for SmackDown. It's on the internet. Appreciate it. We talked about Cody and him and Sammy battling on Monday.
Yeah.
We covered the big story from the tapings. Yeah. But yeah, it's setting up. And this match was on the show because Rhea couldn't make it. So, it was a solid match. It got on the show. It was good.
I hope Rhea's okay. Like, genuinely hope she's okay.
A lot of people hope so. So, hopefully she is. Hopefully Rest is doing her knee good.
Yeah.
What else we got?
That does it for us.
That's it?
That's it.
That's the show? All right, because we covered the main event first. Right. That's right. Yeah. We did the main event first. Yeah. That was good. Good overall night of champions.
Like, again, it wasn't, like, in terms of pay-per-views or PLEs, it kind of falls in the middle, maybe middle high, but it's like, that's all it's really meant to do and be. Because SummerSlam is supposed to be the big show, so Night of Champions should not be outshining SummerSlam. SummerSlam should be overtaking Night of Champions. So I think Night of Champions did exactly what it was supposed to do, which is move everything along and push stuff towards SummerSlam, and it worked out perfectly. Like, I understand people had problems with this show. They didn't like certain things on it. I didn't have any qualms with it. I really, really didn't. I thought it was all very entertaining. Again, my only issue with it was Liv and her submission hold. Especially watching it back again tonight, I just don't think that's the move for her. Like, I get she's going with it and she's rolling with it, but I just don't know if that's the right submission hold for her. Just because it doesn't look devastating, at least maybe when she was putting it on Io. I don't know, but like, it's just, it looks like she's giving Io a hamstring stretch. It doesn't look like it's a devastating move, and it could be that they just haven't figured out how to shoot it yet. But yeah, maybe find her a different submission hold, possibly. Wrestling, maybe. But that does it for us. So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night, CB Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's WTR, Sunday at Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday, we're back live. Post-show schedule's back. Full time. For now. Till they're out of the country again. We're back live. Right after Raw, to talk all about it. And probably a title change this Monday for our post-show. And we'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. And we may have a video game review next Thursday. Just gonna throw that one out there. Video game review next Thursday, most likely. Tune in. We'll talk about it. That Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. At Rack Radio Show, and all social media platforms, wherever you get your podcast, just search the Rack Radio Show. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to Twitch, guys. Not Prime Gaming, not Twitch Prime, just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use credit card Rock and Sock or
Lynn's M Ward
in the Fortnite M Shop, where you buy old Marvel skins, American Dad, and more. Why?
Because we are hashtag epic partners. There is a very important question in chat. Show on July 4th. Will there be fireworks?
There.
Mr. Producer?
It's on the screen. You can redeem it. It's for 50 things. They're there. There's fireworks. You see them on the screen.
But it's not 4th of July.
I know, but there's a button. You can always get the fireworks. It's right there. It's a button. 50 points.
But are we going to have special 4th of July fireworks? Because you're doing fireworks on 4th of... Or you're doing a show on 4th of July.
I just showed you what the fireworks are. That's what you get. That's what you pay for. That's great stuff that you pay for.
There you go, chat. There's the answer to your question. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. Check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LynnsWard, and you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero. While you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilms, youtube.com/mbg1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell him we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lynn's Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week for the video game review. Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.